Hi, dearest lovely. Welcome to another week of Lovely Monday Motivation, where I share one self-love tip and answer one self-love question. This week's self-love tip is to allow yourself to receive. The more open and willing that you are to receive gifts, whether it is from your friend or the higher power, the more prosperous you will be in the gifts that you receive. In simple terms, the more open and willing that you are to receive, the more that you are allowing yourself to get. There are many layers that could get in the way of this. One reason may be that someone doesn't feel as though they deserve goodness and abundance. Another reason may be that they have had a lot of challenges in the past and created an assumption that because they have had challenges in the past, they will continue having challenges in the future. Here are two methods that I have found to work for me and my clients. 1. Write out on a piece of paper a letter to the higher power that you are willing and able to receive gifts with joy and grace. 2. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and visualize yourself receiving an abundance of gifts. For both of these methods, there are two key points to keep in mind. The first is that when you are writing or visualizing, create the feeling inside that you are already prosperous and have gratitude for receiving. One way to ignite this feeling is to ask yourself, how would I feel if I had this right now? And see what comes up for you. The next point is that when you do receive, accept it easily and happily. My self-love question this week is from Dee. She asked, how do we love ourselves best when we feel overwhelmed and stressed out by pressure? This is a really amazing question, Dee. Thank you so much for asking. This question has two parts. The first thing that I recommend is to remember that you are exactly where you are meant to be in your journey. Overwhelm and stress are usually caused by living in the future. Bring yourself back to the present moment and trust the process. Then make a plan. You want to make a plan after you bring yourself back to the present moment and are in the vibration of trusting the process, because this will allow you to make a much better plan that aligns with you. What works really well for me is to write everything out and organize it in a way that I can see the full picture. Then, depending on my timeline, I'll organize my tasks by time and rearrange them as needed, so that when I look at the whole plan, it is 100% doable and motivating. The next thing that I suggest is to consider if this thing that is causing you so much overwhelm and stress is really worth it. I'm being serious here. There are definitely things in your life that you need to prioritize. I want to acknowledge that. But if you are under constant stress, this is a recipe for deteriorating mental health and eventually physical health. If you don't have time for your needs, something needs to change. I previously had worked as a childcare nanny, and I loved my job a lot. I had a strong emotional connection to the children and wanted to always be there for them. At the same time, I had no time for my own needs or self-care. Even getting groceries was really hard. This kind of situation is harmful to anyone and leaks our power. If this is you, reclaim your power back. It might hurt at first, and it can be hard. It can be so hard. But you have to fulfill your own needs first before you give energy to other people. This is simply how you have a healthy life. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you liked it, please leave a like and comment, and also share it with someone whom you feel could benefit from this information.